When we got inside, he introduced us. I addressed her as Miss Myrtle to show extra respect. She was a strong-looking 75-year-old with roller-set hair. Her greeting was polite, but not particularly warm. But over the next week, I took her to Tulsa to run errands. I fixed her chicken coop, and I used all my best manners. And by that Friday, I was winning her over. At dinner that night, she said to me, "You know, Alistair, it's been nice having you here. Now, you know this Sunday is Mother's Day. Of course, at my age, I never know if this could be my last Mother's Day. There's just one thing I want. I would like you to be my special guest at church on Sunday." Then she said, "Of course, I know you are into your traditional ways, so if you don't feel comfortable going, it's okay. As long as you know this could be my last Mother's Day." When the invitation is put like that, there's really only one thing I could say, which was, "I'd love to be your special guest on Mother's Day." We got to the church. It was a one-room country church. There were about 50 to 60 people, mostly elders from Miss Myrtle's tribe. The services started, and they weren't that different from the ones that I remembered my mom taking me to when I was young, until they got to one part. People could walk up the center aisle and put some money into this little wooden collection box, and that brought them the privilege of inviting somebody from the congregation to come up and sing a special, quotes, special. A special, it turned out, is a solo hymn. A few people walked up, donated their money, selected their guests. Their guests all sang beautifully, and everyone was happy. And then Miss Myrtle started up the aisle.